Well, welcome to May the 4th, and may the force be with you. Most of us are familiar with Star Wars because it came out 1977, and it rode in on a Trojan horse known as science fiction. However, many years ago, I decided to start watching it as a spiritual movie. And most of us here probably think of it as that. And I did somewhat then, too. But when I really made that decision to watch it as a spiritual movie, so much more came out to me watching these movies. That you picked up on so many of the nuances. And I have really enjoyed watching it ever since. So what is the Force? Most of us have knew from watching episode number 4, A New Hope. I'm going to go backtrack a little bit. So 1977, A New Hope comes out. Then they come out with the Empire Strikes Back. And then Return of the Jedi. So we got 4, 5, and 6, which are the original 4. Then they go back and tell Darth Vader's backstory, which is episode 1, 2, 3. And then they go to after Luke learns about becoming a Jedi. And then they go to episodes 7, 8, 9, where they introduce a new generation. And Luke has become a master Jedi at that point. And so some of these teachings are some of the stuff I talked about today will definitely be from the original, which most of us are familiar with. A few are familiar with the 1, 2, and 3, and a few are familiar with the 7, 8, 9. And my favorites are anywhere between 4 and 9. And so today I'll be discussing somewhat 4, A New Hope, somewhat of The Empire Strikes Back, because that used to be my least favorite. And then when I started watching it from a spiritual standpoint, it became my favorite. Because that's where we really learn about, well, that's when Yoda was introduced. And we start learning about more from a spiritual aspect, and we learn more about the Force itself. So it becomes more than just a science fiction show with Luke Skywalker learning about the Force. And as we got into, or I got into 7, 8, 9, I found that 8 also has a lot of teachings on the Force. And it expands so much more because this now, Luke Skywalker has moved from the seeker, the one starting on his journey to learning about the Force, to the one being the master and teacher about the Force. We brought in a new generation, and that being Rey in there, and she's learning now on this journey to be how to be Jedi. But one of the things that she learns from Luke is that the Force isn't something, it's an energy that we've learned is a power. But Luke says the Force isn't a power that belongs to the Jedi. It's an energy that lives in each and every one of us. It's an energy that combines us, that brings us together, that's between us, and it's everywhere. So it's not just for a few, but it's for everybody, and it lives within everybody. So does that sound something like something familiar to us? I'd say it does. It's the Force, it's God, it's our source, it is us. So when they say, like Obi-Wan in A New Hope, he says, the Force is an energy field created by all living things. It surrounds us, it penetrates us, It binds our galaxy together. Well, once again, this is something that we are familiar with. The source is something that binds us. It fills our galaxy. It's our source, our spirit, our God that lives in every single one of us. It is us. And I'm excited today to talk about that for many reasons, because I love Star Wars, and many of us have watched it as a science fiction, but I urge you, if you have not watched it from a spiritual standpoint, to watch it again. And definitely episodes 7, 8, excuse me, and episode 6. I have to stop and think, okay, 4, 5. So episode 5 and episode 8 are my favorites. The Empire Strikes Back and The Last Jedi is the 8. And so those are the two that I feel bring on the strongest, the information and connection between what we see as spiritual beings and the science fiction of the Force. So in Luke says it's the energy between all things, but it's the balance that binds the universe together. So that's one of the things I want to talk about, is the balance. Because in the movies you're seeing generally the fight between, or the battles between, the light and the dark. And for most of us, darkness is easy to see, that it's not what we like, where we have our balance, where we have our peace. But also, we have another extreme out there called the light. And the light can also be off balance. And most of us don't think about that, because we think of the light as the person who's laughing. Well, not everybody who's laughing is feeling good. Not everybody who's laughing is at peace. Not everybody who's laughing is feeling God. They're laughing to cover up that which is within themselves. This uneasiness. And one of the other things about the light that I personally find to be off balance is that I've met many people who look like they're in the light because they're smiling, because they're talking gentle, because they're seeming like they're being kind, but in so many ways, when they talk gentle, they're not necessarily being kind. They're people-pleasing. And with that in itself can be toxic, because where is the authenticity of this? Are they doing it through peace? Are they doing it through joy? No, they just want to agree with everybody because they want to be liked. And one of the things about the power and the force and our source is that we want to find that balance. We want to be happy. We want to make others happy, but let's look at the source, knowing that sometimes we do have to fight battles. Sometimes we have to be honest with ourselves, and that doesn't necessarily happen with when you're on one extreme or the other, the light or the dark. So when we're with the force, we're bringing together that balance. When we're with God, like in meditation and prayer, we feel the balance, we feel the love, we feel the peace, we feel the joy. And we feel that with the force, we're feeling the force within us. Because as you've heard in the movies, they say, search your feelings, Luke. Search your feelings, Ray. What are the feelings really say? Because what we see out there in the world may not be the true the capital T truth. Sometimes it's a truth that we just put out there to look like it's the truth and to be calm within ourselves, but not necessarily truly at peace. So one of the things that Yoda says is, the force is my ally. So let's look at how we make the force our ally. It's our friend. We pray, we meditate, and that's two of the best ways to make the force our ally. Another way is to be thankful. And most people are thankful in some way, but a lot of people are within this group are use gratitude on a daily basis, but not necessarily within ourselves. So we come together and we say thank you, we pray, and we meditate. Well, I've tried to use the force as my ally, and I hope you do too. And know that things that happen within the world aren't necessarily something that looks like it's good. But bad things happen to some of us that actually are things that we are grateful for. Have you ever had an experience that something bad has happened? Maybe it's your light and your darkness that has to come together, find a balance, because your life is maybe imploded on you. Maybe it's just a little off. So we've got to bring ourselves back to that balance. And we use the force, our source, as that. Well, I want to tell you a couple different stories that I've experienced that I've learned. Now, even though they seemed very dark at the time, that I'm so grateful for them. Because with these experiences, I've questioned, why am I here? I've questioned that many, many times, because it just seemed like life was going nowhere. And don't be careful when you ask that question, because you might get an answer. So 3 years ago, May 3rd, 2022. Sorry, I didn't realize it still carried. I was in a car accident. It wasn't my fault. I was on my way to work at 5:15 in the morning, and I was hit from behind. I did not see it coming. I was on the top of the freeway entrance, and this was an entrance where you either got on or you had to stop and wait. And I had stopped because traffic was heavy right at that point. And so I was in a car accident, and Brian, if you want to bring those up. So today, this is, you know, at that time, it didn't feel good. I had 16 staples in my head, ended up going to the hospital. And I feel lucky to be alive today. Because to me, this accident, I could have died. I could have been killed. I could have been maimed. But I'm lucky that everything works fine. There are a few residual effects, but most of the time they don't show, and it's pretty mild. But I had a couple experiences from that experience that I find very unique. Well, the main one that I want to talk about today is the consciousness. When we think about God, we think of pure consciousness. I like to think of it's a pure consciousness besides just the energy. When I was hit, like I said, I didn't see it coming. So the next thing I know is somebody's talking to me. And I don't know if they tapped me or anything like that, because I didn't feel it. And they're telling me I was in an accident. They're asking me questions. What day is it? Who's the president? And I'm answering these. But the thing is, at that moment, I wasn't opening my eyes. I wasn't moving. I did not feel my body. But there was no concern for feeling my body. There was no concern at all for anything else out there. So I feel like I felt just pure consciousness. And that to me has been something I'm still pretty curious. I don't consider it a mystical experience, but I certainly consider it a spiritual experience. And I'm still fascinated by that today, that moment. And I was woken up about 3 or 4 times to ask questions. And each time that experience was the same. I was just experiencing pure consciousness. And so to me, I feel that that is another one of the gifts that I received from that day. So blessed to be alive and in one piece and in good health. And that experience of the pure consciousness. Now, so like I said, you never want to question about why are you still here. About 4 months later, August, I'm not driving any more than I have to. And I live in Spokane, so I definitely wasn't coming to church here. But I was trying to live stream it. And so I'm driving as little as possible. By then, I'd returned to work because I was off for almost a month. And I was driving from work on Trent. Now, I have a question for you math people. So if you're going 50 miles an hour one way and another vehicle is coming 50 miles an hour the other way, and all of a sudden you have a flying object approximately this big coming at you, what kind of impact would that have? Well, Brian, I got cracked smack in the middle of the driver's side, and it ended up being about this big. So this is another incident where I feel lucky to be alive, because it did break, but much more force, I think it would have come through, because the window broke and the glass did come into the car. So once again, I got another message of, you are meant to be here. So as I continue on my journey, I am feeling very blessed. I feel that the force was definitely with me, and God protected me, source protected me, because I do not have any, I don't have any type of memories from the first accident, and so I don't have any kinds of triggers from that about driving or I just don't take that entrance anymore. I make sure I take one that I can have the room to merge. So that was one of my lessons from that day. So how is the force in your life? Are you learning to make friends with the force, your source, your ally? That's what I feel that I keep growing and working towards. And that's one of the reasons that I've also gone to become a student, to become a minister for Unity Spiritual Centers. And I hope that you've enjoyed your experience of Star Wars, because I like to celebrate it every year. And I hope that you, if you haven't watched it in a while, that you watch it again and watch it from a spiritual standpoint. Forget about the science fiction part of it or the battles, because I can also go into different elements of it, all the characters. Now, we were introduced to a cast of characters that we've never seen before when they brought us on Star Wars, but you can also break down some of those characters. Who was Luke Skywalker? At first, he started out as the seeker, and he became the master, and he became a teacher. Who is Princess Leia in this? She too started out as somebody who had special assignment with the Force, but not even aware of that. And she too became a master in her own way. And that you'll also see more in the last trilogies of the series. So one way or another, I hope you enjoyed hearing about the Force, and know that it's within you, it binds you, it's in each and every one of us, and that it is ours to become friends with and become our ally. And may the Force be with you. And I have to say this just because there's no Star Trek Day. Live long and prosper.
Oh, thank you, Susie. Thank you so much. And with that in mind, let us now prepare for meditation. And we will sing together a chant called "It Is Not I."
These things
Taking in a nice deep breath, breathing in God is, and breathing out I am. Breathing out God, breathing in God is, and breathing out I am. Bringing yourself to center, to the balance that you're feeling within. Bringing yourself to a balance of love, peace, and joy. Knowing that this is a power within each and every one of us that binds us together. That lives throughout the universe and in each and every one of us. I am, God is. The force that is in all binds us all together and brings us to balance. Knowing that it flows through our bodies, all the way from the top of our heads to the bottoms of our feet and the tips of our toes. Relaxing in the peace and joy of this energy. Take a few minutes as you feel this peace and joy in the silence. God is, I am, I am, I am. Coming back and knowing that it is not I, but the Spirit within, the great I am.
These things I see. but the Spirit within. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Let's do it one more time. It is not I, the Spirit within, who does these things I see before me. It is not I, but the Spirit within.